Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
All right, just walking back into the studio to start this week. Oh, gross! Oh, no, the whole studio is so damp! I can't walk anywhere without squishing! Ugh. Hello, listeners! Today is Monday, April 24th, and as you've probably determined, this is the GZM Morning Show! Last week, the GZM studios were hit by a week's worth of rain from Chloe Lovejoy, a.k.a. Mother Nature. And it looks like my original plan of do nothing over the weekend and hope that it'll all dry up by Monday didn't work. Mabel, your brain is like a treasure chest full of dynamic ideas. Do you have any thoughts on how to help with this?
Yeah, I... Ugh, sorry, Jimmy. The whole sound studio smells like mildew. All the carpeting, soundproof padding, and other fluffy things we keep around the room to help the sound quality are soaked to the core.
This is terrible. Even the sheep?
Yes, even the sheep we use because of their sweet puffy wool.
What do we do? We've tried ignoring the problem, and we're left in the same place we started. Is this what defeats the world's greatest morning show? Water damage?
Not on my watch. As long as I'm around, the sound quality on this show will be top-notch. Maybe even worthy of a major award.
But how, oh how, will we make it better?
We're just gonna have to do some spring cleaning!
Cleaning? In spring? How do you think of such brilliant ideas? Oh, if I could spend even 1 minute in your mind palace. Oh, Bezor! Yes, Bezor, I know. The studio's shag carpeting is moldy as all get out because we didn't dry it properly. Will you please give us the birthdays and shoutouts and mailbag question and whatever else you're going to do for this segment? And maybe then you can help us clean up? Wow, watching you print out the list of shoutouts is like watching Picasso paint. Happy 15th birthday on April 6th to Zoe H., whose favorite flavor of ice cream is mint chocolate chip. She asked us what our favorite flavors are, and mine is peanut butter chocolate, which has a little bit of oatmeal on it, and Mabel's is birthday cake, because it reminds her of the cakes her dad makes. Happy birthday on April 5th to Joanna H. from your brother Luke. Wow, what a great time to have a birthday, and also have your last name start with the letter H.
I'll take this next list, Jimmy. Now it's time for Mailbag Mondays. Mondays. Today's five-star review comes to us from FunLover4, who says, "So I heard Bezor is cute. What does Bezor look like? What does?" Now, I assume you got so excited thinking about Bezor that you stopped mid-sentence and ran away from your computer. I understand, because I'd do the same thing. We've gotten some great fan art of Bezor from a few different people, and even though everyone's drawings are different, they're all correct! Bezor's state-of-the-art technology allows itself to always look the perfect shape for a robot to every listener. So just think of a robot that would make you go, "Oh," and you know exactly what Bezor looks like. If you want to send us a drawing, we'd love to see it. Oh, Bezor, of course we'll show you what they send as well. Now come on, let's start cleaning the studio. The ceiling is going to fall off soon from all this water damage.
Great plan. You take care of saving the state of the studio, and I'll take care of saving the state of the podcast with a fun fact. Listeners, and the slowly decaying sound studio that we work in, did you know that the Earth is constantly changing? More specifically, the tectonic plates that make up the Earth's land masses are always moving at a rate of 1.5 centimeters a year. This is also the rate that human toenails grow. Coincidence? You tell me. I don't know. All right, Mabel, I'm ready to clean. Just let me handle some small tasks first, then work my way up to what Mabel's doing. Wiping the windows. Picking up some of the trash. Really looking around the room and thinking about what my next move should be. Interesting. All right, Mabel, small stuff is done. How's it going on your end?
Not great, Jimmy. The mold and mildew has conquered most of this land, and our meager force isn't enough to drive it back. We need the GZM power vacuum.
The GZM power vacuum? But that's the most powerful vacuum we have at GZM. It's so aptly named, and it's only for emergencies.
This is an emergency.
All right, but I'd only do this for you. Activating the GZM power vacuum. Hey, rain damage. Your luck just dried up.
The studio is fluffy, dry, and the acoustics sound perfect for podcasting. Wow, a week when we solve the problem on Monday. We might as well take the rest of the week off.
Don't speak too soon.
Oh no, the power vacuum made up part of the shag carpet.
And that's not all. Look at what's written on the floorboards.
It's a rhyme? One will come to rule with sound. Let them be the one who's crowned. Signed, the GZM Prophet. What could that mean?
It means we'll have plenty of studio secrets to explore this week. Thanks for listening, everybody. Join us every weekday as we learn more about this floorboard prophecy. Make sure to rate, review, subscribe, and send us your birthdays and shoutouts, fun facts, and fan art to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com.
We have a company prophet?
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.